so I'm sure we're aware of, first of all, as you know, as I said, I'm sorry, but we're going to wait on until after Shavuos. We're going to start again, as we haven't done since Pesach, but our Hilchos of back in Tefillah. But since there's a few gaps of different things I wanted to cover, so I figured I would just go straight into doing different things. So tonight we're going to discuss the inyan of the late start of Shavuos, which I'm sure everybody's aware of, and probably this is you're most aware of it when it comes to Shavuos, very simply because by Shavuos, it's extremely late, meaning we'll probably be eating. We'll probably be eating somewhere around 9:30. So the question becomes, what is the reason why we start Shavuos early? Specifically, as I'm sure, late. Thank you. As I'm sure many of you know, I'm trying to get this stuffy guy out of my mind. As I'm sure many of you know, when it comes to Shabbos, as many of us do, and there's a mitzvah to do, you're supposed to add on to Shabbos. And this is, we Baruch Hashem, we have the opportunity in the summer months when we are able to leave work earlier, to start Shabbos early. So, first of all, what we want to understand tonight is two things. One, why dafka by Shavuos? Why do we have to start so late? And number two, why do we start early at other times? On Shavuos, Shabbos, we start early. And there's a lot of halachic ramifications that is involved. We'll see a machlokas into what happens when you start early. Just to throw out some examples, which we'll discuss, is what happens if you, this Friday night, you said Mayruf, you makabel Shabbos, you come home, and you realize that you forgot to count Sfira of the day before. Are you allowed to do that? What happens in a case, this is a more serious case, if the woman did not do her Hefsek Tahara, or she forgot to do the Bedikah, do we count that as the next day? Do we count it as Shabbos, or do we count it as Friday? Obviously, there's big ramifications as well. And we'll discuss different challenges involved in it. So really, the original source of this halacha actually comes from the Taz. The Taz codifies this halacha in number one, in Simon Tuf Tzadik Dalad, which is the Simon for Shavuos, and he says as follows, which is actually under Hilchos Pesach, and he says, Ma'achrin lahaschil arvis b'knisa Shavuos kedei shiyu yimei sfira tamimus. This is the often quoted halacha that the Taz holds, and this is the Taz really who comes up with this, that the idea is that we want to have tamimus. We have Sheva Shabbosos Tiena. We have the idea, specifically by Shavuos, as is discussed, is that Shavuos is a unique holiday, because Shavuos is not written in the Torah what the specific date is. And in fact, just I'll jump a little bit ahead, Rav Sternbach in his Sefer Modim Azmanim discusses why Shavuos is different. So he says, specifically, if you talk about Shavuos, what is the holiday called? Why isn't it called Yom HaBikurim HaZeh? Why is it called Shavuos? Because Shavuos, what does it mean? Weeks. It's weeks. And we're counting the weeks. And if you don't have complete weeks, then you haven't done the counting properly. The whole reason why we're counting is to get to Matan Torah. And now you're going to count the 49th day, and you don't have a complete day, and you're going to start Shavuos, that's going to be problematic. And therefore, it's better for us to wait until, right, as we know, the Pasuk Meforish says, the Pasuk that says, Sheva Shavuos, Tamimos, it should be full, and it's not going to be full, so that's why we do that.
Yeah, there was only Yom Tov. There's only Yom Tov, there's a reason. Oh. It's a general cloud with Yom Tov. Pesach, we want to make sure it's the next day, that's
right.
The same.
Right.
Rosh Hashanah, yeah,
right. So the only difference is, we'll get to that, you're right.
Rosh Hashanah, what is there?
There's some reason Rosh Hashanah, I don't know what it was.
No, so Rosh Hashanah, well, first of all, wait, there's two distinct differences. One is, by Pesach, you say you can't have the matzah, you can't have the abrakosos maybe, we'll see from Tosfos, that doesn't mean you can't daven Ma'ariv early. And it's an afkamina.
You can't daven Ma'ariv early?
What?
You
say Shavuos can't daven Ma'ariv? No, it's what it says. Oh. It says Ma'achim spell Arvis.
Right.
That's the interesting thing. We'll see. It's so interesting because, just to point out, the rush on the Gemara and Pesachim, and the Korbim and the Sana on Arvi Pesachim, when it discusses these in Yonim, says the opposite of this, and says, no, you do not have to. Maybe you should wait for Kiddush. But he says, what are you talking about from Meir? And the Shlah is the one that comes up with, Shlah says, he says, you should wait for Kiddush, to be Mekadosh the day, being Mekadosh the day. But to daven Meir early, so that's, what is davening Meir early? You're Mekadosh a Yontif? No, when you make Kiddush, that's your Mekadosh. So by the time, the Nafkamina is pretty big, because if you daven Ma'ariv, you can daven Ma'ariv a good 15 minutes, if not 20 minutes before. I mean, if you have a shul that knows the halacha and knows that you cannot make Kiddush until, you know, whatever it is this year, 8:45, and they know that it's definitely 8:45, so then you can, right after Shkia, the rabbi speaks for 10 minutes, and he says this halacha, we're going to daven early, and usually by the time you get home, and by the time you shake everybody's hand, it's 8:45, perfect timing, you could start. But the other way around, you're not going to start till 8:45, you're going to come home at night. So there's a big difference, what the difference is. Unfortunately, though, the Mishnah Berurah paskins this way as well. The Mishnah Berurah paskins exactly the same way. I forgot to bring my Mishnah Berurah to work today. So I had a friend of mine who has a Mishnah Berurah at work fax me a Mishnah Berurah. So he didn't have the menucot, and he had a very small print, but it works. So he says, Akrim Liz Palo Arvis, the Knisa Shavuos, that's what he basically says. If you want to look inside later on, he discusses why we stay up all night as well, which is an interesting shiur within itself, the idea. So the question becomes, clearly according to halacha, this is what we do. I don't know any kehila that doesn't follow this way. It's interesting that there's a tshuva sefer called the Hisoros tshuva, and the Hisoros tshuva, the Shel tshuva, the Hisoros tshuva says, the whole reason why we daven Ma'ariv early is twofold. One, we're afraid that people are going to make a mistake, and if we don't daven Ma'ariv, that we can't daven Ma'ariv early, is because if we daven Ma'ariv early, let's say you're the Shilz, and by the time you get home, it's across the street already, and you leave a little bit, Chas v'Shalom, not the Shilz, but you leave a little bit early, you don't want to hear the Adon Olam or the Yigdal, and you come home, and now you're supposed to start at 8:45, and now it's 8:42 when you make Kiddush. But everybody else, they live 10 minutes away, so it's not going to be a problem for them. So that's number one. And number two, this is quite interesting. He says the whole reason is because of Kriya Shema. Normally, we daven early. The rabbi announces, repeat Kriya Shema. Most people, this is what he says, most people forget. And when they're going to sleep at night, they say Shema. They go, oh, I forgot Kriya Shema. Then they say all the parashas. But what's the problem by Shavuos? Nobody's going to sleep. Because everybody's staying up, they're not going to say Kriya Shema Lamita. You're not going to be able to say. Can you imagine learning the entire night and you weren't yosin your the Daraisa mitzvah of Kriya Shema? He says that can happen too, and that's the reason why.
When are you
quoting him? This is this sefer called the Shailos Teshuvah Sisoros Teshuvah. He's trying to lamas chus why we have this quote unquote crazy minhag. Why you have to do that? It's interesting. But the Mishnah Berurah quotes this as a halacha, and it doesn't seem to be too much disputed. Although we'll see some dispute to it. And why there should be a problem. So if you look at number three, it's the first source that I saw that brings why there should be a problem. And he says as follows. This is the Shulchan Aruch Harav, the first Lubavitch Rebbe. He wrote the Shulchan Aruch. Afal pi shebechol arve yom tovim nohagim lahaktim tefilas arves shel yontif. Even though on every single yontif we try to be makabel yontif early. Why? Mitam shenisbarer besimun reish, as I explained, what he explains in Simon Reish Sadik Samach Zayin is what? The reason is simple. The reason is because of Tosefis Yontif, Tosefis Shabbos, as we'll see in the next source. Mikol Makom Bilel Shavuos Ma'achim L'Spalo La'achar Seizah Kochavim She'ein Yatim V'Yikablu Kedushas Yontif V'Tfilas Mibod Yom Harei Zeh Kamo Shechasru Mem Tas Yom. That if you're Makabel Yontif early, so then you don't have the full 50 days. And therefore, you need to have it for the whole point of the holiday, and that's what he says. But he hints to a problem here, and that problem is, look at source number four. So in source number four, we get one of our first sources in the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah of this whole idea of Tosefes, in this case, Tosefes Yom Kippurim. The question says, V'anisim es nafsho seichen, it says, B'teisha, that it should do it on the 9th, so we know that Yom Kippur is on the 10th, Yochel Tebetesha, so what does it mean it should be on the 9th? Hamad Lomer Ba'erev, so maybe it's talking about the 9th at night, which obviously is the 10th. Ayi Ba'erev Yochel Mishatechshach, Tamad Lomer Betesha, Hai Kefed, Mitzchel, so Mitzanev Ojom, Milamisha Mosifim Mechol Al HaKodesh. No, really the idea is, if he wanted to say the 9th at night, he would just say the 10th, so it must be that we're Mosif in some way, we add on to Chol HaKodesh, so really the fast doesn't begin on Yom Kippur. It begins the day before Yom Kippur. We do Tosefes. This is a mitzvah, probably Midaraisa, on Yom Kippur itself, and that's really what the source is. That we actually start Yom Kippur early. As we know, we all come to Shul early. cause for, you know, we think it's because we have to say, you know, Kol Nidre, Tzvila Zaka, but the truth is that's not the reason. The real reason probably that Kol Nidre became so popular is because we wanted to make sure people were in shul so that you can do kind of the mitzvah mezaraisa of Tosefes Yom HaKippurim. And from there, the Gemara continues, and the Gemara says, Talmud Lomer, Mi Erev Ad Erev, Ein La Yom HaKippurim. So then he says, in the other line part, Kol Makom Sheyesh Bo, Shavuos Mosifu Mechol Al HaKodesh. And we learn that any time this would be any Shabbos and Yontif, you should be Mosif HaKol Al HaKodesh. So we know this for sure by Yom Kippur, and this is by every Yontif and by every Shabbos, that there's probably a mitzvah, and it could be a mitzvah midaraisa, to add a little bit on the chol to the Kodesh. That we don't just want to say to Hashem, you know what, it's so difficult, we can't start Shabbos on, you know, Shabbos starts at whatever, at 8 o'clock, that's when I'll come into Shabbos, 8 o'clock, no, we want to say no, we love Shabbos, and we're going to accept it a few minutes before. Even in the winter, as Baruch Hashem in our shul, we're very makbid to do, Rav Moshe says, he discusses what is the, Rav Moshe Feinstein says, what is the shir of Tosefes Shabbos, right? What is the shir? How, meaning, how many minutes before Shabbos? So, the truth is, it could get very, very close. You're in the winter, and you're davening in Shkiyas at 4:45, and you daven in at 4:35. And you don't daven in a Yekesh Shul, and you come in, it's 4:37, and they start. New, so now your Chazar Shashat is 4:46 already. So what do? So Rav Moshe says that you only need 2 minutes, he said. 2 or 3 minutes before you can be Mekayim this Mitzvah Midaraisa. So in my case, you might have a problem. And this is probably according to the Ritva. The Ritva says that the being Makabel Shabbos has to be done verbally, right? This is a big question if that's actually true. And it has to be done verbally, meaning I have to say to myself, I'm being Makabel Shabbos. This is the question by our regular Shabbos, right? When we're Makabel Shabbos on, let's say this week, so you start at 7 o'clock or you start at 6:20, so the question is, when does Shabbos really start? When does my Shabbos really start? And the halacha l'maisa would be a big question. Meaning, what happens if I'm up to l'chazodi and I realize that I left the oven on? I realize that I didn't turn the air conditioning on. New real shaylas halacha. So can you run home quickly? Or were you makabel Shabbos? I didn't say anything verbally. So that's the shayla of what is makabel Shabbos. And most people say that it's mizmor shir. Some people say b'ori b'shalom. But if I didn't verbally, and this is clearly, this is let's say an hour and a half before shkia, so I'm not really... So you probably will be able to go home, even though maybe your wife lit candles already, and go home and do all the things that you have to do because you're not Makabel Shabbos. However, if you verbally say, right after Mincha, I want to do as much Tosefes Shabbos as possible, I'm Makabel Shabbos, and then this happens, you're in trouble. Yeah. Oh, so it appears to be from the Gemara as well, and from Tosfos definitely, that Tosefes Shabbos applies to both before and after.
You have to have both.
Yeah, that's what it seems. That's what, we're makbid on that we should try to have both. Now, the question is, how do we mekayim this nowadays? So it's not what people think, that's what Rabbi Natan Shita is. That's not. We're really mekayim Tosefes for many other reasons. You don't daven in our shul, but we're mekayim it for Rabbi Natan, for sure, by the time we leave shul. But the truth is that we hold from 50 minutes after, which is clearly after Seis HaKochavim, which is clearly after Shabbos is over, which you're probably makabel. Because the truth is that, and that becomes the question here, a sticky question. Really, if you're Hasidish, so I always tell the story that, I probably told it here once, so I used to daven when I was in Washington Heights, so down to my basement neighbors was the shtibel, the dumber of shtibel, and they would daven l'halacha 30 minutes after shkia on Shabbos, right? So 30 minutes after shkia, some other shuls would actually be getting out of shul already, and they would be starting mincha. So it was one Shabbos, I had a bunch of friends over, and Nebuch, my friends, they came very late, and we were going to miss Mincha. I didn't know what to do. So I said, you know what? They daven 30 minutes after. Well, daven there, one Shabbos, what's the big deal? So anyway, Shabbos had started already, candle lighting, Shkia, it was past Shkia. It's 30 minutes after Shkia. And my friend and I, we take the elevator down, and we go down to the basement. And the door opens, and one of these Hashisha people look at us. He says, Shabbos started already. I said, no, you didn't start Mincha yet. He says to me, looks at me, he didn't say this, but idiot. We say mincha 30 minutes after shkia, but we don't do malacha by candle already by shkia. You can't do it. So we're machmir that we don't do malacha. I didn't know, you know. Yeah, well, this guy, the kippah guy, comes in with all these Hasidic people, and I'm like, you want me to turn any life on for you? I'm okay. So the truth is that okay. So whatever reason, but they're not become. So we're machmir that. So we know that really, 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 certainly according to the shita of the of the Rabbeinu Tam. Rabbeinu Tam says Tzeis HaChochovim is when Shabbos starts, right? It used to be the famous machlokes that Stam Chassidim in Brooklyn used to drive. When people were coming home from shul, they were driving to shul because they believed Tzeis HaChochovim. And what shul, you know, and this is a big problem. This is the story that's told about the Satmar Rebbe and Rav Aaron Cutler. This was a big problem in the, the 70s, the 60s. And basically, the Satmar Hasidim were driving, right? They talk about...
Unlike my story, right.
They would hope, right? This is until this whole thing happened, right? And nobody was throwing... The Satmar Hasidim weren't getting out of the cars and throwing stones at themselves, I assume. And they were driving on Shabbos. And people were walking home from shul, and their Hasidic neighbor would honk on the horn. It was pitch black outside, and honking up. So Rav Aaron Cutler found out of it. It was a terrible, terrible thing. He sat down with the Satmar Rebbe, and he said, "We have to. There's a Chil Shabbos here. People don't understand. You have people who are not as from, and they think that you can." So what would this lead to? You would have people who would be accepting Shabbos by faith, and Shabbos would be over for 50 minutes after. So that you definitely can't do. You can't do, you know, nishta here, nishta there. So they apparently, the story is told, that the Satmar Rebbe said, "Fine, I will be Mekabel Shabbos by Shkia, as long as the entire community of Lakewood, if it ever becomes a big community, then it wasn't, you're Mekabel the end of Shabbos according to Rabbeinu Tam." And Chayin Halacha, it's a very interesting Halacha, which we're actually going to get to, the entire community paskins, from what I'm told, maybe different places not, but the Lakewood Halacha is you have to hold from Rabbeinu Tam. They all hold from Rabbeinu Tam. Mimela, it's more of a Hasidish thing, but because of this Satmar Rebbe thing, so that they wouldn't do Malacha afterwards. But again, getting back to what we were saying, you have to be Mekabel Shabbos verbally and Yontzeh verbally.
Hey, so I have a question.
Go ahead. Sorry.
According to what you said, if somebody says there's more Shia,
yeah,
they can still go home afterwards. And
no. So that's what I was ending off by saying. So according to everybody, once you say Mizmor Shir, that's considered a verbal declaration of Shabbos. The problem is, if Shkia is at 4:45 and I'm saying Mizmor Shir at 5:00, there's no Tosef Shabbos there. So according to Rav Moshe, you should be Mekabel Shabbos, according to Rishva, it has to be verbally 2 minutes before. So the question obviously is, what happens if you're in the middle of Shemon Esrei? So you can't do that. This is a question halacha lemaisa too, when women light candles. So if the woman lit candles already and she didn't daven mincha yet, is she allowed to light candles after mincha? So the shaliach was asked, what's better to do? Should I light candles? Right? Because basically I'm declaring it Shabbos and then I'm going to daven mincha. You can't do that. So they're definitely better to light candles bisman, 18 minutes before. And actually, there are back and forth. There are some poskim who actually say you can daven mincha after. If she's makabel and she lights before, I'm still going to daven mincha. We know la halacha, you're allowed to. This happens a lot on Yom Kippur, is that she's really allowed to light candles and do malacha after. She makes it tonight, certainly for sure, men, because we're not makabel on ourselves Shabbos. So, but when it comes to Mizmor Shir, for sure you have to. That everybody says the chuli alma, probably lachadodi already by Boaz Shalom, is probably also be makabel Shabbos. What? Yeah, because she doesn't want to say it's Shabbos and then it's not Shabbos. What about Yom Tov? Yeah.
You want the Malacha, like no one drops the sky candle, starts the shul.
No, so it would be the same thing. Again, assuming that she's within those 18 minutes. So that's really what we're going to discuss at the end of this year. It's a big problem with Shechiyana, because according to the first halacha that we said, that it has to be Tamimos, that it has to be full days, and that we're not going to daven Ma'ariv till Tzeis HaKochavim, how is she allowed to light candles and say Shechiyonu? So you want to say she can light candles early. So she can light candles early, that's probably allowed. Because even though she might not be declaring that it's really Yontif by lighting candles. But to say Shechiyonu, Shechiyonu is only talking about Yontif. I mean, Makabo, whatever it is, the Simchas Yontif, the different... So that's a big problem.
Could she be Yontif Shechiyonu Kiddush?
Oh, so that many people say that actually she should be. That's on, or you can do as the, you know, as a machlokes. I don't know. I assume people do mostly the other way, which is good. The Bir Heitiv quotes the halacha is that women light candles even on Yontif, Miba'od Yom. They light 18 minutes like we normally do. However, the Hasidic minhag, my family's minhag as well, is they light candles when the husband comes home from shul. So one of the reasons for that probably is the Shechiyanu problem, is that on Shavuos. So on Shavuos, so then she can say the Shechiyanu because now it's Tzeis HaKochavim. So some people don't like that, is because it becomes very confusing. Because then on Shabbos, I've come home many Shabbosim in my family, and I remember when my father would be about to say Kiddush, I remember like, oh wait a minute, I didn't light candles. So if that happens on Shabbos, then you've got no choice, you can't light candles. On Yom Tov, that's not a problem. Shavuos can't blow, yeah. No, so then you have to do it with Yom, for sure. Then you can't do that. Yeah. How do you do it with the Shechiyonah, you mean?
How do you do it with anything? Because if you're to set
your Shabbos... No, so she can probably...
In general, but us, if we're adding on to Shabbos, we're still waiting for Mara.
Yeah. Okay. So the question is, how do you have Tosefa Shabbos? That's
right,
a good question.
Right,
so the truth is, my point in number four, and what's going to be number five, is that Tosefa Shabbos and Yom Tov applies to every Chag. So the real shaila is here, how am I allowed to not have Tosefa Shabbos? If I'm going to say that Tosefa Shabbos is a mitzvah midaraisa, and I have this idea of tmimus, which is probably not midaraisa, how can I do that? So look at number five. Number five is the next source, which is the Tosfos commenting in the Gemara Pesachim, which we quoted before. So he's talking there about matzah, about the Indian of matzah. So he says that everybody knows that by matzah, it has to be eaten when it's dark outside, right? And we know actually Pesach Matzah Mora. So he says that therefore you have to start. You can't have Matzah until it's Seitz Chachavim. And the underlying part he says Suda Shabbos the Yom Tovim Matzah Ichulahu Mibaod Yom. So, but when it comes to Suda Shabbos and Yom Tov, other Yom Tovs, it should be okay to have it Mibaod Yom. So first of all, the first thing that Tosfos says, which is important, which we don't hold from, is that you have to have matzah by Seitz Chachavim. Because if that was true, it would save us a lot of time. Because it takes you at least, who knows, 15, 20 minutes to get to Motzi Matzah. He doesn't say anything about Kiddush here. We learn out that this applies to Kiddush too. And the question is, does it apply by Ma'ariv on Pesach? So that's a good question. I know that most shuls daven by Seitz, but the question is why? Why would you have to daven? You want to say maybe because of Hallel. If you say Hallel, I don't think so. So why can't you be Mekabel? I don't see why you wouldn't be able to be Mekabel Pesach early. Meaning, assuming that you understand that you can't say Kiddush until then. So that's probably the reason why most shuls don't do that. Because they're afraid that people are going to come home and say, ah, the rabbi is just very, very firm. He says you can't say it until 8:30. Don't worry about it. I'm going to make Kiddush. It's 8:15 now. I'm going to make it. So that's really probably the practical reason. The first day. The second day, you have the problem of Ein Mosifim Mikodesh L'Kodesh, right? So we know that by second Yontifs, we don't want to do that. We don't want to be Mosif, although there are special circumstances where that might be okay if it's Shabbos, but we try not to add on from the day before, you know, because you're taking a Kodesh away to bring to another Kodesh that we don't think is proper.
Again, that's the day of Pesach, so it's different anyway, because you want to wait for
Yeah, okay.
So
right, you have to, you, yeah.
Right,
yeah, it's not, that's just it.
Right.
And in fact, there are people who say, that it's funny you say that, there are people who say no, that you should dafka to do it by the Seder. Yeah.
Yeah.
And the people by other schools, we...
stop printing that in the Masa. Stop printing
that in that government. Right, yeah, something like that, yeah.
Aren't you Mekadesh in this Menezi of
Yantar? Yeah, so so...
So you're Mekadesh 15 minutes early.
Right, so the question is, yeah, but... let's go to Pesach. So Pesach, there's no problem. No, okay, but I'm saying, so what's the problem by Yom Tov? Being Mekadesh early.
Shavuos.
Oh, so Shavuos, you're right. So that, some people would say, just being Mekadesh the Yom. But then you have a problem with the women lighting early. Being Mekadesh the Yom.
So Bereshit, you're according to
Bereshit. The Bereshit says you do.
That you could say.
Oh, right. Because it's not.
Early.
Right, because they also say that. But according to Bereshit too, it probably means. He might even allow you to daven early because he says, "What's being mekabel Yom Tov early? You might. This is the way you might be able to do Tosefes Yom Tov. Meaning, here's the idea. The idea would be, even on Shavuos, after Mincha is done, let's say there's a few minutes, so you mekabel on yourself Tosefes Shavuos, but you just the Tamimos part. So that's going to be after Ma'ariv. That's going to be by Ma'ariv if you can do that." It's an interesting machlokes, and to tell you the truth, I'm not going to go ahead and run out with an answer to you, because we seem to follow this taz lahalacha, even though there are many people who are against this taz. And in fact, there's people who are the opposite of against it, who say, how can you do this? The first thing is that, is there any union of Tosefos? So there's definitely an union of Tosefos. because we know the Gemara in Bracha says, the famous Gemara about Rav, Paris Mafal Makadish, the famous Gemara, he used to make Kiddush early on every Friday. So we know that that's halacha. The interesting is the Rambam actually does not quote this lahalacha. Rambam doesn't mention anything about Tosefes Shabbos or Tosefes Yontif. And according to the Magen Mishnah, he says not only is the Rambam not quoted, he thinks that the Rambam didn't hold from Tosefes. There's no reason to make Tosefes, it doesn't help you. The Or Zeruah is really where we get some of the halachas from. The Or Zeruah says that there's no inyan of Kabbalah Shabbos, meaning when you're Makabel Shabbos, the story about Rav in the Gemara in Brachos was Poros Mafu Makadish. So what did Rav do? Is that he was Makabel Shabbos early, he said Kabbalah Shabbos, he sat down and he ate, and then by Kesach Chachavim, he made Kiddush again. So he says that's not a riot, the Or Zeruah says, because he wasn't Makabel really Shabbos until afterwards. So that might be okay, meaning according to the Or Zeruah, this is the way some people actually hold, even if you make early Shabbos, you should make sure not to bench until after Seis HaKochavim, because you should have a Kedayis after Seis HaKochavim, right? Most people don't hold this, we'll see where the Machlokes comes from. But according to that, you would be saying, really, being Makabel Shabbos, that really should be done afterwards. Really, the question becomes, how am I helping what am I doing if I'm accepting Shabbos? I mean, it is strange, those of us that daven early, and we're going to shul and people are driving. So what is going on here? Am I saying that my Friday is now all of a sudden become Shabbos? Turn Friday into Shabbos, right? I'm turning Friday into Shabbos. Now I'm saying it's Shabbos. What exactly is going on? It's important to understand, those of us that accept Shabbos early, what exactly are we doing? And obviously, lahalacha, can we say Svir again? What about, so the in number 6 is the Shulchan Aruch that I was talking about in Yerodea. The Shulchan Aruch asks, it's actually the Ramah here, the Shulchan Aruch in number 6 asks, what happens in a town, this is what we mentioned before, the Lakewood situation. So you have, we don't have this as much nowadays, but you have this in some bungalows, right? Let's say you go up to the mountains and you're going to, I don't know, whatever, vacation village. I know this isn't true, but vacation village, they only daven at 7 o'clock, right? That's mamash a village, and that's when they daven, whatever. So now you're running late, and now you come into vacation village, and it's Shabbos doesn't start yet. Shkia's on until, let's say, 8:30. It's 7:45. But the entire town has accepted, the entire vacation village has accepted, it is usher for you to enter into vacation village and drive. You have to pull over on the side of vacation village where it's not Shabbos, and once you go in, that's it, it's Shabbos started. And your wife can't, she can't light candles, she can't do anything. So that's when we have an entire town. We don't have many situations like this because there's usually one late minion in town, you don't have to worry. But you have this when you go up to some camps, right, especially with the early times and this and that, where they could be, you can come up, you think you're great, 7:45, and they were Makabel Shabbos at 6:30. And it's a problem, because the entire place has been Makabel Shabbos, Shabbos started, according to Kol HaShitas. And even though it's 100% light outside, it's a problem. So he discusses what happens in a case where you have this, and she forgot to do, this was her last day of her Hefsek Tahara, meaning the last day where she's basically going to either start counting her Sheva Nikiyim, and she's going to do the Hefsek where she's going to determine the first day of the 7 days of her counting clean days, and she didn't do it. So is she allowed to do it? And if she does it, meaning what day is it? So is it Shabbos the first day, or was it Friday? Obviously, it's a big nafkamina when she goes to the mikvah. So if you're going to tell me that it's Friday, don't worry about it because it's light outside, and I'm wrong, you've gone to the mikvah a day early, many issa d'oraisas could be involved there. So this is the way that the Ramah reads. The Ramah reads, V'yesh Omrim, im his palalu hakal arbis, v'od hayom gadol, still light outside, eino yichol livdok, o livvosh lebonim lahasko limchois miyom lamacharas, she can't do any of the preparations, anything like that. Obviously this would apply, just so we know as well, any Shabbat preparations. Meaning this is a question I'm not going to get involved in, but the question of what happens if your husband goes to early mincha. Right, he decides he wants to be Makabel Shabbos 6:20. And there's no way the wife is any closer ready. Does she really have to be Makabel Shabbos with the husband? Right? So many shuls say that she should really be Makabel Shabbos. The question is that really what the halacha is? Especially nowadays that there are other minyanim that are Makabel, does one family have to follow the minhag? And my raya would be that a family might not have to follow the minhag is every single Shabbos and Yontif we don't follow the family minhag. Because the Akeras Havayis, the woman, lights candles 18 minutes before Shkia. The husband says, take care, and he drives away. So maybe when it comes to husband, there's a different level. But the truth is that It's definitely better for everybody to accept it together. Certainly, by the time the husband comes home, for sure, the candles have to be lit, and so on and so forth. He's coming home with the malachim. You know the whole story. So he says that one would say that Yesh Omrim, that his palu hakal arvis, so she can't do anything. She's in trouble. Because they've determined kvar osu osa laila. They've determined that it's night. The Yesh Omrim, however, others say demutter. That it's mutter, afilu osu hakal Shabbos, even if they accept the Shabbos on herself. V'nogin l'tachili zohir. Right? He's kind of going back and forth. He says, we should really not do the Hefzik Tara. But really, in this case, Sarach Gadol, how can we tell her not to? So what do we do? And so now the question becomes, first of all, I have no idea how the Rama really holds, and what exactly the Halacha is. So if you look at number 7, I'm not going to do it inside, it's a difficult Taz, number 1, because of it's not very clear. The Taz quotes the Maharshal. And the Maharshal has a very, very unique Shita. And the Shita is as follows. The Maharshal says, again, so this is really going to become the question of what Friday night Shabbos is. So he says as follows. The Maharshal asks a question on Sukkot. As we know, well, not here, but let's say in Eretz Yisrael. In Eretz Yisrael, so now it is Shmini Atzeres. So on Shmini Atzeres, even though in America, many of us sit in the Sukkah, in Israel, nobody sits in the Sukkah on Shmini Atzeres. In fact, it's probably, not probably, it's an Isser to sit in the Sukkah, right? Because, right, you're doing, what's it called? Bal Toysef, thank you. So you can't sit in the Sukkah. In fact, that even by Simchas Torah, there are people that say you should be careful on Simchas Torah not to have one of the minyanim that you read the Torah from in the Sukkah. Because maybe that's showing you think it's Sukkah, whatever. Okay. So now the question is, what happens if I'm a Kabbal Shabbos, Shmini Atzeres is on Shabbos, which can happen in Eretz Yisrael, and I'm Kabbal Shabbos early, and now I come home, it's 6:30 at night, but it's not night, it's day, and now I don't sit in the sukkah and I eat my meal. Am I allowed to do that? What's the problem? It's light outside, it's still sukkah. So he says that this is very, so he questions whether or not a person can do this or not. Whether a person is allowed to be makabel the last day. So he says that therefore that's the reason why nobody makes early Shabbos on Shmini Atzeres. He says you can't do it because you're really chayv midaraisa to sit in the sukkah. And so you can't not sit in the sukkah. On the other hand, the Shmini Atzeres, you can't sit in the sukkah. So what do you do? And there's no Sheva al Taseh because you can't sit anywhere. So according to the Maharshal, it's still Friday, right? So really what the Maharshal is saying, this is quoted the Halacha, according to the Maharshal, if you're makabel Shabbos early, it is still Friday. For a technical reason, Shabbos has started, and you're allowed to make Kiddush and do everything. According to the Maharshal, probably it would be better for you to have a Kazayas of Challah after Tesa Kochavim. But if you forgot to count Sfira, no problem. It's Friday. You can count Sfira. So in fact, some people talk about this, go as far as to say, listen to this, what happens if Friday is Rosh Chodesh? Shabbos is not Rosh Chodesh. So now, shouldn't you say, when you say Ma'ariv, of course you're going to say a Shabbos Dig Ma'ariv, but maybe you should say Yalav Yalva too, to recognize the fact that it's still Rosh Chodesh. So some people won't go as far and say that even the Maharshal himself would say that, what are you being makabel upon yourselves? I'm basically saying that for tefillah purposes, now is Shabbos. But for all other things, for any other thing, you can't do malacha, you can't do anything that's related to Shabbos. But any other thing that even if it's time bound, obviously by sphere and he says that wouldn't be a problem. I'll give you an example. The example is what the Netziv says. The Netziv has the following shalom, Sheyaz L'Tshuvas Netziv, where, let's say, again, let's say before Yontif. So we know that Yontif cancels out Shiva. So let's say a person gets, this was a case that happened to Netziv, a person gets a telegram, and a telegram, right, he gets a telegram, so now again, he's makabel, let's say in this case, Yontif early. He's makabel Yontif early, and he gets a telegram that says, your brother died, Rahman al-Islam. Your brother died. But now he's already walked home from shul and he's already been makabel Shabbos. So now is he allowed to, is Shiva canceled out for this person? Or are we going to say, no, he got the bad news already on Shabbos, and just like if you got it on Shabbos, you start sitting Shiva, I'm sorry to say, you have to wait after the Yontif, and that's it. You have to wait the whole Shiva, it doesn't cancel out. So the Netziv says, it's based on this machlokas, that according to the Maharshal, as we said before, it's still Friday. Shiva's canceled out. But the Taz holds, and if you look at the end of this Taz, this is the way the Taz holds. The Taz holds that can a person be makabel yontif? He says, no problem. When you're makabel yontif early, you're makabel Shabbos early, you have made a statement that Shabbos starts, and you have made a statement that today is Shabbos, meaning you cannot count Svira. You missed Svira. That's it. You can't say Svira with the bracha that night because you missed Svira. And Hefsek Tahara, she cannot do Hefsek Tahara. Now, this is beautiful according to the Taz, because why? What does the Taz say by Hilchos Shavuos? He says by Hilchos Shavuos, right? Yeah. It's parallel. Why is it parallel? Because by Shavuos, he says you can't be Makabel Shavuos early. You know why? Because if you're Makabel Shavuos early, you're making a statement that today is not the 49th day of the Omer, it is now the 50th day of the Omer. And now you lack Panimus. Whereas the Marshal would say, why can't you be Makabel Shavuos Yontif early, Shavuos early? Of course you can. Yes, it's still the 49th day. Technically, I've been Makabel upon myself Shavuos, but there's no problem here. Okay, there could be a technical issue in that specific case, because this is defining what day it is, and it happens to be this is Sfirat Omer against Shavuos, and Sfirat Omer has to be Tamimos, so maybe that's why, according to the Marshal too, we would follow this. It happens to be the first, unfortunately, it's Tosus and Suvus, which doesn't come up with an answer, which basically says it's the Machlokas, asked the same Shiloh about, we know in Nebuch situations, there used to be in Eretz Yisrael, there used to be the Minhag of Yerushalayim, that people would get married on Erev Shabbos. The reason for that was, is, the Gemara Kesuvah says the reason was that people were so poor that this would be their Suda Shabbos as well. And it would be much easier, whether it was that the people would actually contribute because they had to eat Suda Shabbos anyway, and by the Suda Mitzvah, it would be part of Shabbos. So the question would become, so a person has a good idea, they want to get married on Erev Yontif. So you know you can't get, why can't you get married on Yontif? Ein ma'avirim simcha b'simcha. Because you have a mitzvah with the rites of simcha, so you're not allowed to get married. There's a simcha too, you can't have two simchas. So what happens in a case where they have a very smart idea? I'm going to get married, let's say, Sukkot. I'm going to get married Erev Sukkot, and we're going to accept Sukkot early, and we're going to have the Simcha, and then the Suda part we'll have in the Sukkah, and it's Sukkot. Are we allowed to do that? Because on one hand, it's not Sukkot, and the other hand, it is Sukkot. So he says, this is the Machlokes. Tosfos says, maybe yes, maybe no. He doesn't obviously say it's the Machlokes, the Marshal and Taz, but basically that's what the question would be. According to the Marshal, would you be able to have the wedding? So the Marshal would say, no, you can't have the wedding. So he would say, I'm sorry, he would say, you could have the wedding. Yeah, you could have the wedding. Why could you have the wedding? Because it's not Moisif, it doesn't matter. So, again, I'm not so sure that he would go as far as to say that. Why? Because you're talking about a wedding. So you're going to say that it's not really the day. What are you writing? I don't know what they're going to do with the ksuva. I don't know that whole thing. What day is it on the ksuva? You have a lot of problems according to that. But according to the Taz, of course you cannot do it. Because you've made a statement now that I turn Friday into Shabbat. That's it. I turn it into Yontif and you can't do it. So according to this Taz, we have absolutely no question that this is why we have to be Makabel Shavuos. And it seems makubal that everybody accepts Shavuos at the later time because of this chashash of this. What's interesting is, people interpret the Tosas as we said before, the Ramah, as we said before, we didn't know which way he was holding as being as follows. The Ramah holds that there's a special inyan by Shabbos, that when it comes to Shabbos, all Shabbos halachas, there's actually a third shita, that according to the Ramah, that the Ramah holds that the shita is that you can be Mekabel Shabbos for all Shabbos and Yonim, but not for anything that's time-bound, meaning her Hefsek Tahara, so a Hefsek Tahara she can do, meaning, well, let me explain it like this, that when it comes to Hefsek Tahara, so Hefsek Tahara has to be done on a certain day, but it doesn't have to be done on Friday before Shkia. It just has to be done on a certain day. Sfiras Omer, the fact that today is the 49th day of the Omer, doesn't mean that the 49th day of the Omer is Thursday or is Tuesday. It doesn't mean that. It doesn't go by the day. It goes by, okay, it is time bound, but in a different way. And therefore, he would say that when it comes to Shabbos, can you do Malachim? Can you do all these things? No, but his Shita is just a little bit different from the other Shitas. But basically, the truth is, and this is Halakha L'maisa, of asking us the question of, you know, what a person can do when they accept Shabbos early. When you accept Shabbos early, as we know, LaHalakha, so we try to be Machmir, we try to say, so when it comes to Sfiras Omer, so we're not as worried about Sfiras Omer, especially now it's probably Misim Mitzvah Rabbanan, so I think most people say you can count Sfiras Omer if you forget. But when it comes to the Hefsek Tahara too, I think we're also, because the Hefsek Tahara is Midaraisa, and we don't want to have her to wait another day, I think we also allow. The Ramah seems to say that as well, the Halacha. So the last question is really to ask, quite quickly, is, what do we do about lighting candles early, and how can we do it? So what's interesting is that I both saw in the Modim Mizmanim, Rav Sternbach Sefer, and in the Tzitz Eliezer, not such a great answer. And their answer is, it's very easy what you do. You do not light candles until your husband comes home from shul. And you do not say Shechayanu until your husband comes home from shul. That's very, very easily said, except, even he points this out, the Modim Mizmanim, he says that there's a chiddush pella lahalacha shenoshim nahagu lahadlikos neiros kinu ojom, and this is a minhag that's a minhag now. I can't take away the minhag. So instead of answering what the minhag is, he basically says they shouldn't do this anymore. So he says as follows that he does answer our Tosefis problem. We have a problem with Tosefis. How come it's not considered Tosefis Shavuos? So he answers as follows. He said, maybe you can say, and he doesn't say this, but this is his Baal Batish answer, that, as we said before, what is the holiday called? The holiday is called Shavuos, weeks. It's defined as weeks. It's defined as Tmimus. The whole Yisod, the whole foundation of the holiday, is that you count 49 full days. So because of that, we take away Tosefis is not as important. And he says, but maybe that's not such a good reason. Maybe the real reason is, what does the Pasuk say in last week's parasha? It says, what do you say? Ukaratim what? The etzem ayom hazeh. Meaning, precisely in the day itself. So this is precisely in the day, therefore it has to be done precisely in the day, and you can't accept before. But then he says, according to the Tosos that we read before, the Gemara Rosh Hashanah, it probably should be a form of Tosefis. So he doesn't quote this, but Tzitz Eliezer says, according to the Shelz Hashuz Radbaz, the reason why a woman can say Shechianu and maybe we can even accept Shavuos early is because when it comes to Shechianu, the Shechianu is done because of the Simcha of the Yontif and the mitzvah of having another Yontif. So he says, why does it have to be Dafka on the Yontif itself? If a person is so happy Shavuos is coming and he can't control himself anymore and he says Shechianu v'kimonu v'ganu l'zman hazeh, he's in his suit, he's walking to shul and he sees that the shul is beautifully decorated for Shavuos, whether that's us or not is another question. And he's so happy, he says, Shechianu. Are we going to say there's a bracha of Atalah, as we would on other yontifs? Meaning, on Pesach he does that. It's a bracha of Atalah. He says, no, because on Shavuos, because of the Simcha, I'm sorry, by other yontifs we would say that probably he can do that because of Simcha's yontif. Meaning, by a regular bracha, he can't do that. Right? He can't just make a bracha for no reason. Right? He has such Simcha, so he's going to say the bracha Bori Priyais. And he has nothing to eat. You can't do that. But he says Shechianu is a different category. Is that it's defined by Simcha, right? I once at a wedding, and for some reason the father got up, and that was his speech. His speech was that I don't know. I need to say Shechianu. My daughter's getting married. She's my baby. I want to say Shechianu. I don't know what to do. So here are the following reasons why it's to say Shechianu, and he has a list, probably about five reasons. One, my wife's wearing a $500 dress, and I bought the dress. And number two, and he goes through all the different reasons. And number two, and then he takes out from his pocket, and I have a new fruit here. And I'm wearing a new Rolex watch. And these are the reasons why I'm Shechianu. The truth is that he might be able to say Shechianu anyway, with no reason, because of the simcha of the day. There's certain times when it comes to Shechianu, it's a very different bracha, according to the Radbaz. So a woman, because she can say Shechianu early, she's so happy that Yontif started already, knew the cooking's over, she can't do anything. Unfortunately, Yontif, she could cook, but every time, all the whatever it was, and she can be makabel it orally, and it wouldn't be as much of a problem of this. And this is the way also that maybe she's makabel Tosefis Shavuos, and again maybe we're even makabel Tosefis that even though we don't verbally say it, the fact that we end mincha a few minutes before shkia, verbally or not verbally, accepts Shavuos, and that could help with Tosefis as well. But clearly, what we see is that most kehilos don't hold like the other shitas, as we quoted, the Rush and the Korban Nisanal and the Shlah, that it goes by Kiddush, but we accept Shavuos later than possible. And obviously, as we say, on Maven Yavin, if possible, maybe you can take a little nap a little early so that you can stay up and you won't have all these different problems with eating late and so on and so forth. Next week in Mitzvah Hashem, we will have a special shiur on, it's going to be Yom Yerushalayim, so we'll have a special shiur after the 9:15 Myrav, focusing on a very special Indian about Yom Yerushalayim.